We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Kufayin Gimel. The Magen Midovna had said that he is going to go off on a tangent. This section is speaking about love. And the Magen Midovna said there are three types of love. One is the love of a fool, who loves the here and the now and the material. And so the Magen Midovna said he will go off on a tangent to dissuade the fool from loving the here and the now and the material. And so the first thing the Magen Midovna told him is, why should you love something that might ultimately end up by your enemies? You have no control who inherits what you have. And it's not something that you can hold on to. When a person passes away, it's beyond his control who's going to get what he toiled for. So what should you love and toil for something when you don't even know who you're toiling for? Second, umalo la'adam lasot ma'asim asher yivalu yarichu yamim achar asher yitom chayehu. Why should a person work on things that will wear him down, things that will outlive him, after his life is over? Halo yoter nachutz lecha liyased even pina asher tzivita ma'on. Isn't it more important for you to establish the home that you've been commanded to establish, the home of Hashem? Ki hu chayecha b'shnei ha'olamim, because what you're establishing when you're going in the way of the Torah, you're establishing life in both worlds. Hatov tov ata me'asher kadmu otcha v'samu pneihem liyased ha'olam hazeh. Do you think you're any better than your predecessors, who also thought that they'd work real hard and lay their foundations in this world? Vayu ma'avdim u'mafsidim kol chayehem, kol mezimot levavehem, vayu smechim u'mitparim bo v'choasim ba'avuro. Think about it. People work so hard. They're willing to give up everything. Their whole life, they're working for what? To build Trump Tower. Okay. Trump Plaza. Great. They're working, they're spending their life, their money, and then they take pride in it, and they get angry if, God forbid, the letter T falls from Trump Towers. They know they got to put that letter T back up there so quickly. He better not find out it fell down. That's what's important to them. Are you any better than them? Look at them. What happens in the long run? Other people inherited. Other people enjoy what they worked for. They left for him. And where did it get these guys? They're like passing like the ship at sea. You see a ship passing by. Yeah, it was there a minute ago. Now it's not there anymore. So too these people. At the end of the day, if their focus was on building things, you go and you see the great pyramids in Egypt. Who built them? Who cares who built them? You look at the Jewish people, you see Moshe Rabbeinu left his stamp on the whole world. Avraham Avinu left his stamp on the whole world. The world is a different place. The whole world has been impacted. And it's not only within Judaism. If you look at the founding fathers of the United States, they also left their imprint on the whole world. Whenever a person is working to better humanity, they have a potential to change the world, to move the world forward. And then what they've done has a lasting impact. If all they've done is built a pyramid, so yeah, today we go out there, we see the pyramids, great. You go, you see the Colosseum in Rome, and you know that there were 30,000 slaves that died, I think 30,000 Jewish slaves that died building that Colosseum. Okay, whoop-dee-doo, what do you see there? Do you know anyone? Do you admire anyone? Yeah, you see, fine, there's an edifice. You look at democracy in the world, you appreciate the people who moved that forward. You look at the fact that slavery was abolished, you appreciate the people that moved that forward. When people do good in the world, then they leave a lasting imprint. And there's an appreciation for the person long after he passes from the world. Chadal mimenu v'avodet olamcha kayam asher shama markevot kvodecha bet adonecha. So the Magen Midovna says, cease from working on the mundane. Work on the eternal, your world that can be everlasting. Asher shama markevod kvodecha, that's where you'll find chariots of honor, bet adonecha, when you're at the house of your master, the way of Hashem. Misham lo yoriducha, and there, no one will ever be able to take you down from there. Hu yiyeh lecha leor olam, that will be an eternal light for you. Vitragzecha v'shanancha leolam hazeh shekeru. You should know that when you anger and toil, and then you find appeasement in this world, it's fallacious. Pra'ehu al ta'avobo. Be above it and don't be taken down by it. Don't be seduced by it. You should know how to circumvent it. You should know how to get around it. That should not be your focus in life. And so that's the first claim the Magen Midovna has laid out before us. We have no control over the physical world. We have no control over who's going to enjoy it in the end. And even if we enjoy it in the long run, this isn't our claim to fame. This is something which is passing. And even if a person thinks, I'll be a billionaire, great. And then what? I'll build towers. And then what? At the end of the day, the greatest mark a person can make on the world, if you want something eternal, not only in the world to come, but also in this world, is the betterment of the world, going the way of the Torah and being a good person and moving the world forward. So that's the first point the Magen Midovna said. And the second point we'll see Be'ez Hashem next time.